We can talk now to Dara Cailleary, Fianna Fáil's Deputy Leader. Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thank
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. I think we're giving people heart failure around the country
by
being on
Saturday morning
being on
Sunday.
A Sunday. Absolutely. Tell me, do you agree with the course of action taken yesterday in the House of Commons?
Well, it would have been ideal had we got certainty, but the agreement is very complex and it does require a lot of legislation. So, you know, I presume this is another insurance policy. I think the discussion over signing or not signing a letter is relatively academic. President Tusk has accepted the letter as a request for an extension, and he is now beginning the work that is required to assess that request or to consult about that request. So I presume we're coming back again on Monday or Tuesday for another vote on the overall agreement. So we'll be back to square one again throughout the week, next week in Westminster.
Do you have any concerns, any reluctance about supporting, calling on our government to support an extension to the Brexit deadline?
Well, I understand the Prime Minister spoke with the Taoiseach yesterday evening, so presumably the Taoiseach is up to speed on the Prime Minister's thinking on this, and that he will assess our support for an extension on the basis of that understanding. If an extension is going to make it easier for us to avoid a hard border, then that's something we should support. We do not want a hard border on the island. We do not want Brexit, and Brexit, even if this deal passes, is going to be incredibly difficult for Ireland, for Irish communities and for Irish business. And let's not forget sight of that. But what we do need now is certainty. Businesses and communities throughout the country are in absolute paralysis at this stage, waiting for some decision to be taken. After 3.5 years, I think we need certainty now, and this deal offers that.
I was asking Minister Regina Doherty earlier on about some of the detail of the deal and this proposal to give Stormont the power to decide whether the North should stay in or out of the arrangements every 4 years. Do you think that's a good idea, to have such a contentious issue decided on by an Assembly where there is such division?
Well, look, it puts it up to the Assembly to get its act together, and it puts a responsibility on behalf of the people of the North to the membership of the Assembly at any given time that they must take seriously. And we now must ensure that the Assembly gets up and running, that time is put in to building up the relationships to make it a workable Assembly. I think a lot of damage has been done to those relationships, both through Brexit and both through other issues over the last 2.5 years. But we have shown before, you know, in the aftermath of the Good Friday Agreement, the Assembly worked very well for a number of years and did a lot of very good things. And we should aspire and we should work to getting back to an Assembly that runs that way in terms of putting the interests of the people in Northern Ireland at its heart. And if we get there, I think you'd be well able to handle this responsibility.
But why would you support the reworking of an agreement which was decided between two governments and in Brussels, to reimpose a system of majority rule on such a contentious issue? I mean, majority rule, wasn't that what provoked all the problems in the first place all those years ago?
Well, look, the particular machination of the Good Friday Agreement in 1998, and people have moved on now. This is 2019. The people identify differently.
But divisions arguably have never been greater.
It's not, you know, I think it's important that there is a check within the agreement and that politicians can be held responsible for implementing that check. And there's also quite a number of safeguards around the check as well, Audrey, in terms of time, if a decision is taken to prepare and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think it was the best way to move this process on. Otherwise, we'll be stuck in Groundhog Day for many years to come.
OK. Let me ask you about Timmy Dooley, this story that emerged in the Irish Independent yesterday, that he had voted in the Dáil 6 times in one day, this is last Thursday, despite not being present in the chamber. Now, eventually, Timmy Dooley responded to this and he said that, you know, that he had been on a phone call, he had been taking a call, and that Deputy Niall Collins, he understood, had voted for him, had pressed the button, the electronic voting button. Does his response make sense?
Look, the integrity of the voting system, Audrey, within the Oireachtas, within the Dáil, is hugely important, and it's something that's very important to me. The Cheann Corder is going to investigate the whole issue. He has indicated that yesterday. He is the guardian of that integrity. I welcome the fact that he's going to investigate it, and he'll be able to assess that response and all of the issues around it.
But does it make sense to you that this happened 6 times?
Look, it's unusual. But the Concordor's office will have the resources and the power to assess it and to measure it, and I have complete faith in his ability to do that.
Do you think the Oireachtas Committee on Procedures and Privileges should also investigate it?
I think that that may be an avenue where the Concordor decides to go, but he will make an initial assessment of it early this week, and whatever decision he decides to do, I would support him.
And rerunning the votes, do you think that should definitely happen?
Well, look, I think the votes were quite substantial. There wasn't one vote in any of them.
It's not the point, though,
but,
is it?
You know, if somebody wants to rerun the votes, I don't see why not. But we have a business committee that assesses the business, and that'll be a matter for them.
OK, thank you very much indeed. Deputy Leader of Fianna Fáil, Dara Cailleary, on Brexit and on Timmy Dooley's voting pattern.